the rest of the story. Buonarroti's been called the greatest Italian lyric poet of the 16th century. One of the greatest poets of all time. The iridescence of his words has remained undiminished through the ages. Quote, "As for your kindness and your gifts, for all the food and drink, the journeys to and fro, which for my need and pleasure have been set, dear Lord, I cannot pay you what I owe. To give you all I have would be to fail, because it is no gift to pay a debt." Those are six lines from a sonnet by Buonarroti. Translation cannot quite do them justice, even though such immortals as Wordsworth and Longfellow and Emerson have translated Buonarroti's works into English. The master poet began writing at an early age. He scribbled random verses incessantly on the backs of letters or on scraps of anything. His perfectionism was evident from the start, for he was constantly revising and reformulating his poetry. Friends were first to notice Buonarroti's remarkable gift, but it would not take the rest of the Renaissance long to discover it. His madrigals were set to music by many of the era's most celebrated composers. His sonnets were used as lecture subjects at the Academy of Florence. The sonnet, in fact, seems to have been Buonarroti's favorite form. Within its ostensibly restricted confines, he forged aggressive images mixed with profound spiritual expression. With virtually unsurpassed eloquence, he described internal conflict and repentance for nameless guilt. He portrayed art as symbolic of man's relationship to God. He exalted platonic love. He pondered the purging power of death. Here's another quote. "Willing I am that heaven should keep my sighs, and hoard my scattered tears to hand them over to him who loves the one that I have loved. Thus, in another age, the man who tries to win her may, by my sharp grief, be moved, and in my loss, a greater strength discover." 343 of Buonarroti's poems have survived the centuries. Collections are abundant. Analysts have praised their extraordinary combination of learning, coarseness, humor, anguish, devout Christian faith, aphoristic wisdom. And yet if the poetry of Buonarroti is as important as scholars suggest, if indeed it was, as many have called him, a poetic genius, then why have you never heard of him? Well, the answer is you have heard of him, but not as a literary master. For great as his poetry was, the great poet was obscured by his own greater talents, sculpture, painting. The great Italian lyricist poet of the 16th century, the greatest of them, his madrigals, as I say, were set to music. His sonnets were used as lecture subjects. But the greatest Italian lyric poet of the century, often hailed as one of the greatest poets of all time, was so beloved when he lived that he, Buonarroti, was known then as he would be known forever after by his first name, Michelangelo. And now you know the rest of the story.